From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, December the 24th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Charles Holmes is reporting in the Daily Mail that a Coxsackie man has taken legal action against Greene County under the provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act. In a complaint filed on Wednesday, December the 23rd, with the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of New York, Douglas C. Wagger alleged that he and his service dog, 15-month-old Gracie, were denied entry into the Greene County office building on Main Street in Catskill. He said that on three occasions in October, November, and early December, sheriff's deputies were rude and interrogated him even though he had proper identification and paperwork for Gracie. The incidents were humiliating and he experienced great stress as a result, Wagner said. He said, and I quote, "Even though access was eventually granted, I believe that the entire situation was lawfully wrong and an act of complete discrimination of my rights as stated in the ADA and flagrant abuse of power," end quote. Wagner filed the case on his own and is acting without counsel. Sheriff Greg Seeley and Greene County Administrator Sean Groden declined comment, and County Attorney Ed Kaplan failed to respond when contacted. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the New York Department of Labor said on Tuesday, December the 22nd, that unemployment rates fell throughout the region in November, and Columbia County continued to have the lowest rate statewide. Columbia County, with 3.5% unemployment last month, edged out Tompkins County in the Ithaca area for the lowest unemployment rate in the state. Labor officials said the unemployment rate in Columbia last month was down from the November 2014 level of 4.1%. In Greene County, the rate was measured at 5.1%, down a full percentage point from 6.1% in 2014. The jobless rate in both Ulster and Dutchess County fell as well. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Claire Hughes is reporting in the Times Union that New Yorkers wishing to legally purchase marijuana for medical purposes in 2016 can now apply online to the state's medical marijuana patient certification and registration system. The site launched Wednesday, December the 23rd. Marijuana is expected to be available for purchase from five licensed producers statewide. To qualify, a person must be diagnosed with specific severe debilitating or life-threatening conditions. Patients must be certified by a doctor who has completed an online course to participate in the program. Patient advocate Julie Netherland, Deputy State Director for the Drug Policy Alliance, said the online system is launching late and it seems unlikely patients will be able to enroll by the scheduled start date of January the 7th. Netherland also said a number of questions remain about, and I quote, "how truly accessible the program will be to patients in need," end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Correctional Facility will be converted to house primarily 16 and 17-year-olds as part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's new program to separate teenagers from adults in prisons statewide. Cuomo signed the executive order on Tuesday, December the 22nd, bypassing the state legislature to separate the two populations. According to the order, approximately 100 16 and 17-year-olds are now housed with adults in state prisons, and roughly 550 are housed with adults in local jails. The Hudson Correctional Facility is at present a medium security all-male state prison. According to the governor's office, young men from minimum and medium security facilities and all young women currently housed in state facilities will be transferred to Hudson beginning in August 2016. The Hudson location will also serve as a processing facility for all young people entering the penal system. The facility will begin a new program called Youth Program Model, designed to rehabilitate incarcerated youth and reduce recidivism. New York is the only state other than North Carolina to prosecute and jail 16 and 17-year-olds as adults. Cuomo's actions Tuesday directs that teenagers be housed separately, but young people will continue to be prosecuted and sentenced as adults under state law. You can read that full story in the Register Star. For our final story, Andrew H. Reuter in the Albany Business Review is reporting that the Federal Department of Education said on December the 22nd that New York may face financial penalties for allowing participation in state tests to drop below 95%. New York has one of the largest opt-out rates in the country, with 20% of the students not taking New York standardized tests in 2015. You can read that full story in the Albany Business Review. And now for our holiday weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be mostly cloudy today with a high near 69 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 50%. For Thursday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 41. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, for tomorrow, Christmas Day, it will be mostly sunny with the temperature high near 56 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of rain, mainly after 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 36. And on Saturday, rain is likely, mainly after 4 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 46 degrees. Saturday night, rain likely and cloudy with a low around 42. Sunrise today was at 7:22 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:28 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, the 24th day of December 2015, Christmas Eve. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a very Merry Christmas.